Imagine trying to navigate a maze of shelves filled with strange objects and unfamiliar labels. You're wandering through a huge store that dwarfs anything you've encountered before. People are rushing past you, but you are standing still, confused, and trying to figure out what you need. Americans call this ritual grocery shopping, but to new immigrants and refugees, the simple act of shopping can become a nightmare.
Everything is different, so when you need just simple things, you need a long time to decide what you want.
When Nadine Youssef arrived from Iraq, she had to relearn how to do simple tasks like what to buy and how to purchase items. And it's not just shopping that poses challenges for newcomers. So many everyday tasks that most of us perform without giving it a second thought can spur fear, anxiety, and frustration. WBFO spoke with 7 refugees from 6 countries.
I don't think most Americans know how hard the transition is for most people from their home country, where they were born, where they were raised.
Meet Papu Manuel, a refugee from Burma who moved to Buffalo with his family after suffering government persecution. We catch up with him in the West Side Bazaar, a small business incubator on Grant Street. The bazaar is home to businesses operated by immigrants and refugees. Manuel sits in a booth selling clothes and trinkets from his country. Nadine Youssef is a jewelry vendor at the bazaar. The mother of 4 says just learning how to take a bus to get from one point to another was daunting. But with every challenge conquered,
this makes you more strong because every time like you pass a hard thing.
When we report about the challenges immigrants and refugees face in a new land, the focus is often on lofty things such as the path to citizenship or job training. The fact is, some hurdles are much more discreet.
I remember the first time when we came over here, me and my wife, we tried to buy a salt for the food, and it's difficult for us to know the name of the salt.
Henry Legge is a refugee from South Sudan.
I try to use any kind of communication to get what I'm looking for. It's really, it's not easy. I just use it like a sign language. try to figure out, you know. This is the only way I can, you know, get what I'm looking for.
Another necessity confused Nadine.
In my country, when I need a bread, it's just 2 kind. So it's not hard to buy the bread. But here, it's like 50 kind.
Finding what you need is one thing. Paying your grocery bill is another battle. Many refugees receive assistance through WIC checks. These checks list groceries, but in English. Teresa Tomasulo is a volunteer with the International Institute of Buffalo. The agency helps newcomers get settled in Western New York. Tomasulo helps clients find items and translates labels.
I don't know how they do it, to be honest, without help. We help them figure out what is covered on their WIC checks, and we help them find those exact items because they are so specific.
Rubens Mukunzi from Rwanda says there are no quick solutions to learning the ways of a strange new world.
And it takes time.
And sometimes it also takes courage.
It's complicated. It's not easy to get people or people to help you to know everything or to get a nice service. Sometimes we get nervous.
After a while, the nervousness fades as familiarity sets in. What was once a strange and scary land becomes a place of opportunity. And for many refugees, a lifetime opportunity.
That's why I like this country. Everybody has freedom to do what he thinks he can do. And you have right to do what you think. As long as it's a good thing, you can make it.
Waverly Colville, WBFO News.